Hello? Hello, are you awake in there? Listen, I know it's late and everything, but you won't believe what I just discovered. It's a work of scientific miracle. There. Was that really so difficult, my little guinea pig? You would think you were sound asleep or something. Oh, don't lie to me. I know your sleepy face when I see it. The way you squint your eyes a certain way and crinkle your nose, barely able to keep a frown from dawning on your lips. It's adorable. No matter how much you sleep, you are always a grumpy little pet for Doc. It's one of the best things about you, doll. Can always count on it. Now, I have had a breakthrough. I know. Hold for applause. I said it through the door, but you remember how before I retired, I was working on a new form of tentacles. I finally have it. I knew I could do it. I was doubted. You didn't believe me. Nobody believed me. I was told I was out of commission. But here I am. Here I am, living and breathing to tell you I didn't. All it took was some simple radiation. Just a dash and the rest of the pieces fell into place. Oh, I have just the most brilliant idea. Would you like to see it? Oh, why are you shaking, my guinea pig? Are you nervous? If you wish to back out of the contract, simply say red and everything stops. That also means your rent will be returned to normal price, though. No more special treatment for you, doll. You'll just be a regular old tenant. A random neighbor who I help out when there's a clog in the sink or something. That was the deal you made upon moving in. You agreed to let me test out my gadgets on your fragile little brain. To poke and play and prod around in there. Give me something to do in my older, forced, retired age. It wasn't my choice to end my career, but it is your choice if you wish to stay here and see the tentacles for yourself. What are you going to do, doll? Are you going to say red and leave it all behind? Or are you going to stand right there for me and let me take a seat in your special chair? Good pet. Now stay still. Oh, I can feel your eyes on my ass, guinea pig. Enjoy the view while you still have it. Oh, my. This chair is a lot comfier than I thought it would be. I'm beginning to understand why you like sitting here so much. And look at you, standing perfectly still, right where I left you. Seems you can follow directions. Do you remember what to say if you want this to stop? That's right. You say red. If you want me to slow down or you need a break, you say yellow. And if I check in and you say you are green, well, that means you're perfectly fine. Repeat that back to me so that I know you understood the rules. Very good, Pats. Now I can finally relax and put this to work. See, the reason I had to retire so young was because my tentacles had started to no longer be up to par with how fast superpowers were adapting to combat technology. My old Dasnian armor plating was unfortunately replaced. It happened much quicker than I predicted. Assuming my metallic harness was going to be able to protect me, but unfortunately, that last fight with Fearless Moth got me, because it completely destroyed them. From there, I had nothing, so I had to start from scratch. I started to think of something that would adapt and fight, change with what was happening right in front of me. I mean, clearly, that's where my issues were coming from, because the metal, it was so stagnant, so hard. After all, battles change so quickly. You never know how fast you're going to need to move, how quickly you're going to need to hit. But underneath it all, once the harness is struck, the legs are ultimately useless. By taking one look at me, you would understand that I am absolutely no fight for a superhero. Not without my mech harness and tentacles. One punch and I'm out. Physically, I'm not the best. Spending more of my time in the lab than in the gym. I barely put on my contacts, let alone remember to do something beyond just throw my messy hair back. I'm a mess most days. You're kind enough not to say anything. Unless you are attracted to someone being a bit filthy, Pants. Would you look at that? The way you fluster so easily at my words. So easy to tease. Let's see if you're just as easy to please. You seem to be enjoying the tentacle's careful attention. Feeling the slime curl around your legs. At first cold, then taking on something a bit warmer than your body temperature. Pressing firmly against your skin. You realize I'm not holding anything. Remember that radiation I mentioned earlier? You see, I was trying to find a way to communicate with the technology telepathically. Having a remote proves to be way too risky nowadays. And the harness that connected to my spine proved to be absolutely worthless in the end. Therefore, I needed something that could not be physically interfered with. That was my issue. Physical stuff. Because the heroes could always just take my remote, take my harness, and crush it. But now, it's all telepathic. They can't do that, can they? All it took was messing around with my nanobots. Making them just a teensy bit smaller. Thousands of nanobots are being used to control the tendrils swirling around your body, licking at your clothing. Oh, You just feel the layers begin to shed away. It seems the melting capabilities are starting to work just fine. Oh, everything's going to plan. Are you nervous, my guinea pig? Oh, you should know better than to feel like that's all. I would never hurt a sweet thing like you. Your moans of pleasure are so much better than your whines of pain. Prefer to watch you undress slowly, but I think I can settle for this. Letting my tentacles have their fun with how eager they are. It feels so warm, doesn't it? Well, it looks so fucking sexy, Bats. You don't understand. Sinking further into the goo as more of your clothes come off. Performing some sort of perverted striptease. It feels good as the slime presses between your thighs, encasing you. Oh, it's almost too much as you feel this sucking sensation. Oh my goodness, just listen to you. You sound so desperate already. How adorable. I'm just getting started with my new tentacles, too. I need to see everything these bad boys can do. And you, my precious guinea pig, are going to take it all with a smile on your face, aren't you? That's right. I'm so glad we can agree to something like that. What color are you, doll? That's what I like to hear. Ooh, let's keep going then. It's so much fun being able to sit in the chair and just watch as my tentacles take you apart. Have no idea how wet it makes me. You know what? Why don't I just show you? You know, make things a little bit harder for you. It's always so much fun to see you struggle. Sliding off my messy pajama pants, you notice a pair of boxers. Quickly taking those off as well. There we are. You are greeted with my glistening cunt in the dim light of the room. Taking my hand and sliding it between the lips. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Would you look at that? My fingers spreading. The snail trail so evident in the light. God, I taste so good. Bet you wish you could have a taste of mistress's pussy, huh? Listen to that whine. You're not just happy with looking, are you? I think I know what can help. Did you feel it? A little bit of slime, as thick as a finger, has started to fill up your fuckhole. I'm going to make such good use of my doll today. It gets me so wet. The way you keep your eyes locked on my dripping pussy. Seeing just how wet you can get me as I mentally take you apart. Talk about a proper mind fuck for you. You try to answer, to say something clever, but it just turns to a moan as the slime fills you up. Oh, just listen to those sounds. You sound so fucking good, Bet. Oh, yes. Let it all out. Don't be greedy and keep it to yourself. That's not fair, is it? No. Not after mistress is the one making you feel good. Just when you think you start to get used to it, you feel the goo get thicker, stretching your hole just a bit further. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. I bet that feels so good. I'm going to keep circling my clits, watching you slowly fall apart without my touch. Maybe if you weren't so desperate, you wouldn't be giving in. I guess that means put on a good show. It's only two fingers, but as they scissor inside you, you clench your eyes shut. It feels so good. You're so green, aren't you? You sound so beautiful, doll. You're so, so lovely when you're letting me do whatever I want to you. Oh, yeah. Really, we're made for dress up. Nothing but my tentacles adorning you. You feel some wrap around your wrists, bringing your arms behind your back. Suddenly, the makeshift cuffs become something solid. You can't break them apart, and it only turns you on more. You can see how your body responds. Nothing is hidden from my view like this, skinny pig. It's how you should be kept. Always open. Always available for my pleasure. The tentacles are going to make my experiments a lot more interesting. We have quite a bit of testing ahead. This is only the first round. Besides, don't you want to feel yourself be stretched even further? I thought you would ask for that. So desperate for my approval, for my touch. It's not enough to just settle for the slime that coats your body anymore. No, no, no. You need more. You're desperate for it. I guess I should add a little bit more. You know, just the finishing touches to make you perfect. Watching as I stand up. Yeah, you watch me get closer. Can't help but moan as the slime fills you up. Three fingers stretching your fuckhole, treating you like the filthy doll you are. Not good for anything but your holes, huh? Only have one purpose when you're filled. And that's what it means to be my good guinea pig. To always be filled. You like being a good pet, don't you? Nodding your head yes, moaning your response, so eager for everything I give you. Looking at the trail of slick from my thigh, you feel the slime continue to expand inside you, filling you up, stretching you out. You don't know if you have ever taken anything this big. You look down and see your stomach starting to bulge, filled to the absolute brim. That's me inside you, isn't it? Uh-huh. And it feels so good, so warm. You never want it to stop, do you? Not even as you feel the goo release your wrists for a second, only to reattach right in front of you. Quickly, the tendrils attach to the ceiling, starting to raise you up in the air. As the slime starts to leave your body, you feel yourself getting higher and higher in the air, starting to dangle. You watch as I disappear behind you, taking my rightful place. Oh, doesn't this feel familiar, Pat? It's the goo, only it's been reformed into a strap. And the strap, the strap attaches to my clit, so I will be able to come with you. Not only that, because of the technology, I will actually be able to fill you this time. Not going to have to pretend with only talk doll. No, it's the real deal. Isn't that exciting? The strap finishes molding completely to me. You no longer have to be teased by feeling me behind you. Instead, it's my hand possessively cupping your ass, despite there being no watching eyes. If there were any, I would want them to know that a doll as lovely as you is already spoken for. You are my pet, to play with as I please. What color does that make you? So then you wouldn't mind if I were to start fucking you, would you? What a good pet. Actually using your words. Maybe you are smart and I've just underestimated you. But it's not likely. Oh, listen to those noises. That wasn't really a word now, was it? No, that was more of a noise. Couldn't even do the one thing I asked of you, right? Maybe I spoke too soon. You really are stupid, huh? Oh, it's a good thing Mistress is here to take care of you. I don't know what you would be doing if I wasn't here. You wouldn't be surviving, that's for sure. So needy. I don't know how you were able to survive without me around. Now you can't help but clench around the strap filling you up. Almost dependent on it for pleasure. I bet you're glad I filled you up with those fingers now, aren't you? Stretch your fuckhole nice and wide. Made room for my massive strap. So big and thick. Every thrust causes your stomach to bulge out. You didn't realize it was possible to take it this deep. To feel this good, but here you are, moaning away, slowly giving in to the mind-numbing pleasure. No need to think when it feels so nice. Give in, guinea pig. That's what the tentacles are for. Mistress just wants to make you feel so good you can come, remember? That's why you are split open on my strap. The handcuffs holding you in place, keeping your body dangling and pliant. Oh, they're just so warm and comfy around your wrists. You almost forget they're there until you try to touch the ground, only to be reminded your legs are completely useless. Encased in some of the slime, oh, you're locked into place, exposed by the tentacles, and all for my viewing pleasure. You know it shouldn't make things hotter, but you can't help yourself, feeling so vulnerable. What color does it make you? Then I keep going, keep thrusting into your desperate hole. It's basically as needy as you sound, Bex. Is this you on your best behavior, or are you just excited to show off for mistress? I should have known it was the latter. You might act coy at first, like you don't know anything, only to be the entire architect behind it all. I know how your little act goes. No need to use it on me. Just let yourself go. Don't think, just be. Sink into the pleasure. Give yourself over to it. Let your body trust the slime. It's okay. Lipstick marks against your neck, leaving behind a trace of tonight. That way you know it wasn't just a dream. Whether it's smeared on your sheets or you see it in the mirror, it'll be proof that I was here, that my strap was inside you, that you were moaning my name. You notice the tentacles start to shift again, the moving tendrils creeping up your inner leg quite quickly. Leaving my strap alone, they start to stroke you in time with it instead, giving you even more pleasure. Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. You're going to lose your damn mind at this rate. Oh well, it's not like you ever had much of one to begin with. It won't be much of a loss for you, guinea pig. You're staying mistress's adorable pet, aren't you? Oh, of course you are. Especially if it means getting to feel like this every day. You never want this then, do you? No. The slime paying special attention as my strap continues to take apart. It helps you get closer, makes you want it even more. Starting to writhe uselessly in your restraints, you feel just how strong the nanobots inside the goo really are. Holding you without any issues. you start to realize just how futile your situation is. How helpless you really are. It's just so hot to be stuck. My hands on your hips, guiding them back and forth. Using you like the toy you are. Going to be so much fun seeing what else these slimy tendrils are capable of doing. So many experiments running, and we're only just getting started. Who would have thought that a little radiation would give me so much power? Makes me want to see what happens. It's like, if I give you some of it. Oh, yeah, right there. I know that this strap can come. It can do anything. I want it to. My imagination is the limit. So why can't I use it to breed you full of the very same virus? Why don't I just put myself in your head? That way you can never leave. Not really. You don't want to be alone ever again, do you? No. Why would you? It feels so good to be held by my tendrils, taken apart piece by piece, only to be remade into my vision. Oh, it makes you so happy, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. You feel your body getting closer. So excited for the big finish. You would start begging to be bred if you had the voice, wouldn't you? Don't worry. Not going to make you debase yourself like that. Not yet, at least. Want to make sure that you're ready. Want to hear what it sounds like in that adorable head of yours. Oh, yes, I do. Such a lovely doll. I'm going to make sure you're mine. That you're not going anywhere else. You're not even going to think it with mistress in your head. I expect you to be on your best behavior at all times. I'll be checking in quite frequently and randomly too. You'll never know when to expect me, my pets. It might be every day. It might be every 5 minutes. It might be once a week. Hell, I may be so quiet. I never tell you. So if you get into trouble, it'll come as a complete surprise. Oh, fuck. It's the ultimate test of devotion. Are you ready for it? And prove it by coming for me, Bats. You can do it. I know you want to. My slime rubs so quickly against you. My strap starts to twitch. I'm going to give you my parasites. Breed you with the virus you need. We will become one doll. It's... Oh, fuck. It's all right. Just take a deep breath and let go. Be good and come. There we go. I'm not sure how long it will, take for the nanobits to take effect. Right now, they're rushing towards your brain, ready to implement themselves at a moment's notice. Are you ready for a connection deeper than love, doll? It's what someone as amazing as you deserves, pet. Someone so open-minded should be celebrated with that same level of enthusiasm. My gadgets have only brought light into your life. I remember the dullness in your eyes when I first came here. How sad, how bored and defeated you looked. Like you had accepted that this was all life could be. Wake up, work, come home, dinner. Maybe a few different hobbies on rotation, sleep, and then repeat. That was all you did. Then I came around and gave you challenges, allowing you to grow into the person that stands before me. You're amazing to have overcome something like that. You know that, right? Well, I think you are. I mean, you are giving me something to look forward to in my retirement. Once my harness quit on me, I thought that was the end of everything. Boom! All of my career gone in one fell swoop. It's awful to think about. Truly, it makes me want to throw up. But I also can't stop imagining it every day. It haunts my every waking move at this point, if I'm being honest. At least it did. That was until I met you, and you quieted those thoughts. Made me realize that there was something else to live for. I can make an even better gadget. Something that is really going to give those disgusting goody two-shoe heroes a run for their damn money. Because if you ask me, they aren't worth the toilet they shit in. I've stepped on acorns more valuable than half of them. At least I have accomplished real change. Whether or not others agree with it is another story. But I have a vision. I know what it takes to run a better world. You agree, don't you? You see what I see, right? Starts to